kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa episode na ito ng Understanding Hate, oobserbahan natin ang mga epekto ng transphobia. Ito ay isang anyo ng pagkiling o prejudice laban sa mga taong ang kanilang pagkakakilanlan sa kasarian ay hindi tumutugma sa kasarian na nakatala sa kanilang kapanganakan.
Trans and gender diverse people, as soon as they open their front door, need to be negotiating other people's attitudes, perceptions of them, and so it is a fraught experience just going out in public.
Iyan si Professor Nicole Askett, isang criminologist sa University of Tasmania.
The staring and glaring and the looks that people give you when you don't quite fit gender expectations. So there is a lot of what we call hate incidents, verbal abuse, those sorts of things, things that do not rise to the level of criminal law.
Ayon kay Professor Askett, ngayong mas nakikita na ang mga transgender sa mga pampublikong lugar, mas maaaring makarana sila ng hate crimes.
There has been a significant increase in online hate, which is now transferring into that in-person hate as well.
Noong Enero ngayong taon, nagpatupad ang pamahalaan ng Queensland ng pagbabawal sa pagbibigay ng puberty blockers at gender-affirming hormones sa mga bagong pasyenteng trans na wala pang 18 taong gulang sa pampublikong sistema ng kalusugan.
I often hear it said, let children be children, but the profound toll that would take upon young people who would have to effectively go back into the closet means it's no solution at all.
Iyan naman si Dr. Elois Brook, ang CEO ng Australian Professional Association for Trans Health. Anya, mas maraming maling impormasyon ang umiikot tungkol sa medikal na pangangalaga para sa mga taong transgender.
If you've got a young person who's accessing gender-affirming care, the law requires that a parent is involved. There's no clinic out there that is going to give a script to a 12-year-old and that 12-year-old's going to go off to the chemist. It's easy to conjure up these ideas about what's really going on. But when you actually look into it, it's a fantasy.
Isa sa mga humaharap sa maling impormasyong ito ay si Dr. Clara Tak Meng Su, isang GP sa Canberra.
There are parents out there who sort of say things like, I think my child's transgender because, you know, they're being influenced by that. I think that's a complete myth. Firstly, I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that having transgender friends creates certain gender identity. Gender identity is so innate. You know, children who are 3 or 4 know what gender they are.
Ayon kay Clara, maraming migranteng transgender ang nakararanas ng hindi pagtanggap mula sa kanilang pamilya na hindi naniniwalang posible ang pagiging transgender.
If you talk to most transgender people themselves, they would actually say, you know, that being transgender is actually a part of their innate identity, and growing up in Australia has actually given them that opportunity to actually explore and affirm their identity. And that, you know, it's got nothing to do with being westernized, you know, or rejecting their culture of origin.
Ito ay isang kwentong pamilyar kay Kim, isang transgender man mula sa Malaysia.
A lot of the narratives that I've been told when I was coming out is that being transgender is such a Western thing. But throughout time, we have existed throughout all parts of, you know, Asian culture. Whether in India, whether we have the hijras, in Indonesia, you know, we have our brother boys and sister girls, all the way down to our fafafine, as well as in our Maori culture in New Zealand. We exist everywhere. It's just not called transgender, but we're here.
Ayon kay Kim, nakakapagod ang araw-araw na pakikipag-ugnayan at pagpili kung sino ang dapat pagkatiwalaan.
Transphobia, unfortunately, is really used to distract from the bigger systemic issues that are happening, not just in our country, but around the world. We are a minority, but a lot of the heat and a lot of the hate and the vindictiveness, it's easier to push down onto a community where people think that because we're a minority, we can't really fight back.
Ayon kay Dr. Brooke, kahit may magandang batayan ang pagtanggap sa mga transgender sa Australia, nakababahala ang impluwensya ng poot mula sa ibang bansa.
So much of the voices that we're hearing from overseas are really regressive. For instance, in the recent Paris Olympics, there were no trans people involved. And yet there was an almost constant and savage attack against some women who were accused of being trans and whose lives were turned upside down, even though they were women who aren't trans. So even if you start policing trans people and there are no more trans people to police and they disappear, the same policing moves on to the next target, which is women who don't conform to the expectation of what a woman should be.
At para kay Kim, nais niyang tandaan ng lahat na higit pa ang mga taong trans kaysa sa kanilang gender identity.
We're not just transgender people. We're also parents. We're also people who love cooking and gardening. We also love spending time with friends, going to parties, going for picnics. You know, we are people. You know, we have beautiful stories, we have beautiful backgrounds, and we just want to live our lives and, you know, go about our day.
Ang episode na ito ay mula kay Nick Zambolis para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Duanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.